With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The sprawling Republican budget bill approved by the Senate Tuesday removes the proposed tax on solar and wind energy projects, but quickly phases out tax credits for wind, solar, and other renewable energies. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Senate approved the bill 51-50 as President Donald Trump and GOP lawmakers moved to dismantle the 2022 climate law passed by Democrats under former President Joe Biden. The excise tax on solar and wind generation projects was added to the Senate bill over the weekend, prompting bipartisan pushback from lawmakers as well as clean energy developers and advocates. The final bill removes the tax, but mostly sticks with legislative language released late Friday night and would end incentives for clean energy sooner than a draft version unveiled 2 weeks ago. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died at the age of 90.
The Louisiana native was best known for being a captivating Pentecostal preacher with a massive following before being caught on camera with a prostitute in New Orleans in 1988. Swaggart grew up poor, the son of a preacher. He said he first heard the call of God at age 8.
Correspondent Julie Walker says that Swaggart passed after a two-week hospitalization following a cardiac arrest on June 15th. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed will keep watching to see how the Trump tariffs impact the economy.
As long as the U.S. economy is in solid shape, we think the prudent thing to do is to wait and learn more and see what those effects might be. And again, they haven't really shown up. So we're waiting.
President Trump has demanded rate cuts from Powell and the Fed. On Wall Street, the Dow by 400 points. This is SRN News. A new poll examines the influence of fathers. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that boys who have good relationships with their dads have better family life and adulthood. 65% of men who got along with their fathers say they are satisfied in their married life, compared to 58% of men who had a negative relationship with dad. Men who got on well with their fathers are also more likely to be on good terms with their own children, 53% to 44%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists wrapped up Gay Pride Month with raucous parades in multiple cities over the weekend. But major U.S. companies have been withdrawing support for gay pride events, reflecting a broader walking back of diversity and inclusion efforts amid shifting public sentiment. New York City Pride says about 20% of its corporate sponsors have dropped or reduced support, including PepsiCo and Nissan. This is SRN News. Wimbledon has chosen technology over the human touch.
There are no line judges at the All England Clubs matches of the oldest Grand Slam tournament. Rulings on whether the ball was in or out instead were made by an electronic line calling system that uses recorded voices to announce when a shot lands astray. The new setup puts Wimbledon in line with nearly every other top-tier tennis event on all surfaces, although the French Open, played on red clay, remains an exception, sticking with judges. John Scott reporting.
Monday saw a record-breaking day one heat as the temperature rose to 91 degrees Fahrenheit at the tennis tournament. Tennis fans and players did their best to stay cool on the opening days in London with ice bags and coolers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.